this is a new one. Here you have Kamala Harris, or I imagine it's her team, of course, because Kamala Harris is such an idiot. There's no way that she runs her social media. That's the great thing about Trump. For better or for worse, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump runs his social media. You could tell he does. But here is Kamala Harris, and she has posted a letter on her X account from Tucker. Tucker Carlson? We're not saying it's Tucker Carlson. We're heavily implying that it's Tucker Carlson, but it's from Tucker. Well, then everybody's going to assume it's from Tucker Carlson. That's clearly what you're trying to do. It's clearly what... Why are you posting stupid random letters from anybody on your X account? Well, because it's clearly meant to look like... So the left-hand side is trying to paint... If you don't watch MSNBC, and it's my job to watch these idiots on MSNBC, CNN, and ABC. Kamala Harris is being portrayed as the new... She's reclaiming patriotism because she loves America and the great things about America. And she even loves guns, boys. But she just wants common sense gun legislation. She doesn't want to confiscate your guns. No, clearly she does. She has said multiple times she's going to take our guns. And so they float this turd out there. And... It's multiple layers of fake, by the way. This is InfoWars. Did Kamala Harris just post a fake anti-Second Amendment letter from Tucker Carlson? Well, the major media press is going to say, well, this is debunked because she didn't say it was from Tucker Carlson. She said it was from Tucker. Yeah, but again, you're implying it's from Tucker Carlson. All of these left-wing nut jobs on social media think it's from Tucker Carlson. They're saying, hey, look, even Tucker Carlson wants common sense gun legislation. They're running with it. And that was clearly what was meant to happen here. I mean, you could have put Tucker from Corpus Christi. I mean, you could have. I mean, it's crazy. It's great. So anyway, here's this really stupid handwritten letter, allegedly, though. We'll get to that in a second. And then Tucker Carlson immediately responds. He goes, well, here's mine. Dear Tucker from Kamala. And he just makes fun of her. Update, Tucker Carlson has responded to the phony image Kamala Harris posted with his own fake letter. And so, Tucker, thank you for writing to me. While we may not agree on every issue, we both know that every person in our nation should have the freedom to live safe from gun violence. The majority of America stands with us in support of common sense gun safety legislation. And this is supposed to look like unity. The actual unity that Donald Trump is bringing, they're trying to manufacture in a fake, stupid fashion over here. Well, we don't agree. No, of course we don't agree. And by the way, you're a liar. You are on video saying you want to take my guns. You're not for common sense gun legislation, common sense gun safety. What is common sense? Gun safety legislation. You were the AG of California. California is rampant with gun crime. Black people are shooting other black people in California like crazy. Whoops, I'm supposed to say that. And you want to take my AR-15 when 98% of gun violence is committed with a handgun. 75% of gun violence is suicide. The vast majority of gun violence is black gangbangers. But you want to go after law-abiding Republican citizens' guns. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. My favorite part about this, with this fake letter, that's not from Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson responded, he goes, I'm certainly not for your common sense gun safety legislation. He goes, I got gun on me right now. Tucker Carlson cleared the air by saying, hey, no, seriously, I'm carrying a gun on me right now as I always do. There are a few things I hate more than Democrat Party's attempt to disarm the American population. That's what dictatorships do. People actually think this is a handwritten letter to Kamala Harris endorsing gun confiscation. That's moronic. By the way, I'm not even going to read this letter to you because this isn't even a real letter. They've run it through these AI detectors, and it's another one of these situations. 98% AI generated. They didn't even bother to get one of their diversity hired crossdresser staffers to hand. They can't write it anyway. I was sitting there when I first saw this. I was sitting there going, "Oh, this is one of these Zoomer idiots who writes like I mean, it looks like a kid's writing those." They don't even teach cursive anymore. But no, Tucker Carlson is not doing a handwritten letter like this, by the way. And apparently neither is anybody from Colin Harris's staff, because that's an AI image. They use an AI image. They couldn't even fake just writing a letter and then taking a picture of it. No. Everything's dumb and everything's stupid with these idiots. But there you go. Colin Harris got caught posting a fake AI-generated heavily implied Tucker Carlson letter on joining forces with her to grab our guns. That's how I know you're going to grab our guns. You're doing stupid stuff like this, you moron. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support Jenny, kept up to date with this trash heap, Kamala Harris. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.